USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 2 years, we'll get some answers as to what is in Robert Mueller's Russia report, but not until after the Attorney General has his say. William Barr formulated the report's rollout and briefed the White House on his plans, which includes a news conference at 9:30 Thursday morning before the redacted report is released to Congress.
He has briefed the White House on the report before providing Congress a copy, which has helped them prepare a rebuttal response for the president.
House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
The fact that the Attorney General is not releasing even the redacted report to Congress until after his press conference will again result in the report being presented through his own words rather than through the words of Special Counsel Mueller.
President Trump hints that he may speak after the Attorney General does. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A man has been charged with attempted homicide after running over people in Philadelphia. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A 44-year-old man's in custody at a Philadelphia hospital after police claim he intentionally ran over three men and three women with his vehicle after an altercation yesterday afternoon. All of the victims are being treated at a local hospital. One is in critical condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The threat has lifted in Jefferson County, Colorado. Authorities say that the young woman who had threatened Columbine High School and other communities apparently killed herself. Schools were closed there as a precaution. Superintendent Jason Glass.
We're planning on returning to normal school operations tomorrow with heightened safety and security procedures and ongoing vigilance in the days to come.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 3 points, the S&P 500 down 6, and the NASDAQ down 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg tells us one former independent counsel has advice for Attorney General William Barr on how to handle the release of the Mueller report.
Former independent counsel Ken Starr tells Fox News if he were Attorney General William Barr, he would stand outside the halls of Congress so he could answer any questions any congressman would have for him.
I've had no conversations with Bill Barr, whom I hold in very high regard, but I'll just say this. I'm speaking as an alumnus twice of the Justice Department, including serving under Bill Barr. He's extraordinarily able and smart, so he doesn't need my advice. This would build, I think, public confidence in what he has done if he stands and explains it, rather than waiting for a congressional hearing, which will be a week or who knows how long.
And regarding Bill Barr's comments last week at a hearing regarding the Trump administration being spied upon, Starr says,
all fair-minded Americans should want to know everything. We should want to know everything we can in terms of the Mueller investigation. How did the whole special counsel investigation get started? And there are many questions that have been raised. And what Bill Barr said is, you know, there are concerns. He's not jumping to a conclusion. He's a very good lawyer. He's not jumping to a conclusion, but he said, we're going to look into it. And if Bill Barr is personally interested in this, believe me, very talented, honest lawyers, investigators in the Department of Justice are going to get to the bottom of this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.